From Charter Hall and Banish, this is Sustainability Further. I'm your host, Lottie DL. You're listening to Sustainability Further, a podcast by Charter Hall. One of Australia's leading property groups, Charter Hall is focused on creating innovative spaces and going further to build a better future for all.
Corio was founded by two sisters who are frustrated with the current system, constantly putting band-aids on problems rather than fixing it at the source. And most importantly, they wanted to do something about it. In this episode, we speak with Ashley Morris about the circular economy, the myths that surround it, and how through strategic partnerships, Corio are transforming industries.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Ashley. What does the word sustainability mean to you?
Oh, thank you for having me. Sustainability, it's a topic that's on everyone's mind and really with the ESG agenda really coming to the fore. Sustainability for me is really the optimal future state, you know, but right now we're very much in an extractive economy and we do need to, you know, implement what I believe is the future economy being circularity to actually reach a sustainable society and future. So it's where we want to go. It's that aspirational place. And I'm sure we're going to get there, but it's going to take a lot of shift in mindset and our approaches and our practices. And for me, I believe that's going to unlock a lot of opportunity for business, you know, to think differently and to actually create value, you know, above and beyond just what we've prioritized as a society, which has been largely financial value. You know, we're really broadening to those other aspects around the environment, natural capital, and also social capital. So it's a really exciting time. And I think sustainability is that where we want to go, but you know, we've got to dive into the practical steps to get there.
No, I think that's a really, really nice way to put it. And it is like this euphoria and we're not exactly sure what it's going to look like, which can be quite scary for a lot of people. But at the same time, it's also really exciting because we are building that future. So Corio specializes in helping companies adapt to the circular economy and kind of helping them on their journey towards sustainability. So what are some of the biggest myths that you've kind of come across surrounding the circular economy? Because I feel like in the sustainability sphere, there's just, I don't know, there's these perceptions and ideas all the time that are just completely off.
Yes. We come across a lot of myths. And we actually do some myth busting all of the time. You know, I try to post about it regularly, actually, just to support people. And it's really allowing people to feel like there's a safe space to say, hey, I thought it was that, you know, and not to impart judgment in that moment, but actually to say, hey, actually, it's not that, or it does include that, but it's so much more. The big ones that come up all the time is this is just waste management or it's recycling on steroids, you know. We're going to recycle our way to a better future, to a sustainable society. That's not the case. You know, for certain polymers and fibers, there's only so many processes in terms of recycling that they can go through until they're no longer in that particular state and we can't use them any further. So we can't recycle our way out of this, and circular economy is not about just recycling. That's the outermost loop of the model. You know, it's our option of last resort. So that one we have to bust that all the time and really kind of redirect people's efforts. Another one is, you know, really trying to, people will often use the term ESG, environmental social governance, and sustainability and circularity interchangeably, when they're actually quite different things. You know, circular economy is our economic model. It's really what we want our economy to be as we move forward. If we achieve a circular economy, it will be sustainable. Now, sustainability is that future state. It's a statement of an aspiration of where we want to be. It's not a set of principles or practices. And environmental social governance, it's really a supporting framework for how companies report on those aspects. It's not, again, a set of principles or practices. It's really a reporting framework. So it's really about empowering people to understand those differences in the terms and then also the practices that we need to do. It's more than recycling. You know, we need to design out waste, things like that. So, again, it's okay for people to start on the journey looking at where they can design out waste or around waste. But, yeah, make sure you're taking all of those next steps and actually really asking yourself, you know, the bigger questions and not putting full stops. It's a big thing I like to encourage most with people around circular economy is you know, it is our future economy, but it's not a finite set of, you know, practices or principles. It's something that we are creating and co-creating, and we don't have one today. So that's a really powerful part about the journey. If you try to box something in that's not intended to be boxed in, you know, it's not helpful. So yeah, they're the main ones, and I hope just, you know, what I've touched on there will actually really help people to understand it's so much more.
No, I think it's great. And I think it comes back to as well, just asking why. There are so many practices that we currently do and how different systems operate. And it's just by questioning the why they operate that way that can often make such a big difference, because you're just so set in your ways. It's even like the way that you, I don't know, you might commute to work. It's like, well, why do you do it that way? And mm-hmm. most of often the response is, oh, well, I've just done it that way for the past couple of years. And yeah. it's kind of going, well, let's reevaluate that and be comfortable in that change and be ready to challenge it, which I think is really difficult to do as an individual, but even harder to do as organizations as well. So I was just wondering if you could touch on a little bit and explain how your partnership with Charter Hall works.
Yeah, so we've been on the journey with Charter Hall for a little while now, and like any of our relationships with clients, you know, it really starts with, you know, building trust and rapport around being able to ask those bigger questions. You know, why do we do it like that? What is the strategic rationale for circularity? What are our tenants saying? You know, what are our competitors in market doing, or where is that global leadership and best practice? So, you know, with Charter Hall, we've been on the journey to really build a strategic rationale to really underpin the why. You know, why does circular economy matter in general terms? Why does it matter to Charter Hall as a direct business? And then really, why does it matter to Charter Hall's customers and clients and tenants? So that rationale, you know, is a very powerful piece, and it really does speak to all of those different elements and really enables and empowers the individuals that make up Charter Hall to be able to speak to the circular economy with confidence. Now, that's one of the big, you know, challenges that a lot of people face. Now, once you understand the what of a circular economy, like what is it, it then becomes like, how do we actually achieve transformation toward a circular economy? You know, what are those steps? How do I work with my tenants towards this and align to their value proposition? So that's really where we're going. You know, we've built that rationale. We've empowered the internal teams. And the focus now is to really put one foot in front of the other, quite literally, and get out there and engage actively and engage with the intent to have these active type of partnerships that really unlock collaboration and, you know, participation towards a circular economy.
No, I think it's a really exciting phase, because I think if you even go back to adding in another myth there, is that the circular economy doesn't apply to everybody. I think that's one that people kind of love to kind of say, oh, well, it's not something that applies to our business. And it's going, well, yes, the circular economy actually can apply to pretty much, let me know if I'm incorrect here, but pretty much any business can participate in it. But as you just said, it's about working out how you're going to participate with it and how you're going to implement it, which I think is really exciting.
Yeah. And the circular economy absolutely applies to every single business. If you're a business that consumes anything, or you're under a structure, and let's be honest, we all are, everything in this world is linked to our economy. You know, it's built on the production and consumption of materials, those that provide shelter or space or places, you know, to the energy that powers our operations, our computers, you know, this conversation. You know, we're all linked, and we're all linked back to this economy, to the current economy, which unfortunately is very linear, so a take, make, waste economy. So every business is applicable to circularity, but it'll look different for different types of businesses, because they have their own unique, you know, factors and characteristics. They have certain things that one type of business will consume and another will consume different things. So for anyone out there that feels like this is separate to them, you know, it's not, you know, and it is really going to be the future economy. If we're looking at how this is tracking around the world, it's a little bit slower here in Australia, which is not a surprise, but it's coming, and it's going to be really important that, you know, people get on board and understand how it does apply and how they can lean in and participate, and the sooner the better for all of us.
And I think that is also one of the challenges with the circular economy, is because it's so different for every single business and every single individual. It's not like, oh, here's a guide on how to do it and you can go implement this in a day. It's a lot more complex and it's very difficult, but it has such a reward in the actual hard work and that grit. If you get through that, then the reward is this bountiful euphoria of sustainability, which you spoke about at the start there. So as Corio has grown over the last 5 years, the industry itself has also changed very significantly. So on reflection, what are some of the biggest challenges that you've had to overcome?
I think we've had a really fortunate journey, if I'm honest. I think we were at the right place at the right time. You know, this company started from a pilot project. You know, I worked for free alongside my fantastic sister. You know, very humble beginnings, you know, for free on a city street, testing the idea of a circular economy. No one was talking about it back then. And, you know, every small business that we went up and, you know, owner and we shook the hands, you know, with and said, oh, you want to work on the circular economy? Like, circular what? You know, who are you and what are you doing here? And, you know, if you can save my business money, I'll give you a go, girls. It was kind of that attitude. But you know what? That type of attitude of like, we'll give you a go. We're interested. We're curious. You know, prove me wrong. I don't think there's something in this, but, you know, I'll give you a shot to prove me wrong. We've been fortunate in the way that people have allowed us to demonstrate the value that can be created from a circular economy. And that's only grown. You know, we started on that city street, but now we're in boardrooms of some of the world's, you know, biggest and listed companies. And so I think this has been a very human-centered journey in terms of facilitating trust, relationships that then allow us the ability to unlock, you know, this transition to circularity. So I think overall we've been very fortunate, but the challenges really are centered in the myths around circular economy in a global perspective. You know, the myth that this is just something to do with waste. That's the most, you know, tedious and challenging, much more in the global arena than specific to our projects, because as soon as we're able to, you know, burst that bubble on that myth, we're fine. But, you know, as a practitioner in this field, it is disheartening when you see posts around things that aren't in line with, you know, what a circular economy is really intended to do. And the more that people subscribe to, you know, this being a recycling agenda, you know, the greater the challenge that we're all up against. We need to transition fast and faster. And we know that, and the science tells us that. So, yeah, it's really about making sure people identify with what the circular economy truly is and the value that it can really provide to business and all of us as individuals that really make up businesses. So
the main one. It's a tricky one. It's a really hard one. I do a lot of waste, I'd like to say sustainability education, but what people resonate with is recycling, because I feel like they think it's very tangible. It's something that you can action really quickly. And if you can reduce the amount of waste in your household bin or in your office bin, that you're kind of doing a great job. And you are doing a better job than when you first started, yes. But we really need to look at consumerism and how much we're actually consuming, whether that is the number of beauty products or the amount of energy or how we travel and what we do. I think it can be so much more, but I think it is becoming quite a naive point of mind to look at sustainability and the circular economy just as a recycling issue, like you said.
Yeah, we like I said earlier, we're not going to recycle our way out of this. And people are very well intended, but you know, we've moved into a society where we don't really understand where things come from. And we don't really understand where they go. Now, that's extremely problematic. Now, when we put things in the yellow bin and we say that we recycled something, that's not really what recycling, that's, you put it in a container that was collected, intended for recycling. It's not to say that it was recycled. Now, recycling is happening in this country, so I don't want to, you know, confuse anyone there, but it's really important to note that principally we need to start understanding where things come from and where they go. And the limitations of the systems that support that. We're running out of resources in many categories on that, where do they come from? And then on where do they go? There's limitations in how many times things can be recycled. So that's why we want to avoid recycling, because there's a point in which those materials will no longer be able to serve their function. You know, a plastic polymer or a paper fiber, you know, or even, you know, some of our metals, they have a small loss as well, but they can be recycled a lot more times than some of our other products. So we just, as a society, actually need to understand some of that. Go right back to the basics, you know, and that will help us all a great deal to start changing our practices and behaviors. And it's not about sacrifice and less, you know, it's just about directing things where they need to go, you know, at the right level. You know, circular economy is really intentional by design. We need to restore things and we really need to regenerate our natural systems if we're going to actually have a sustainable society in the long run.
No, I think that's a really, really great point to end on. So I just want to say that big thank you, Ashley, for coming on today. And we look forward to seeing everything that Corio and Charter Hall does.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
This conversation is part of Charter Hall and Banisher's podcast series, Sustainability Further. This series has been designed to inspire Australians to be more environmentally responsible and to take climate action. Sustainability Further is produced by Banish. Charter Hall's purpose is to create better futures by bringing aspirations to life.